I should have prepped for this. Rather than dig for that other location, I should have played my blade. Damn it. Hello, Arkham Horror fans. This is your game of the day. Remember that you can get in on the fun by heading over to surveymonkey.com, filling out the three quick questions, and letting me know which investigators and scenarios you would like to see me play here on the channel, and I will do my very best to bring you those games. If you like this sort of content, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. It helps out the channel a great deal. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel who have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these playthroughs. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's play some Arkham Horror LCG. On today's Game of the Day, we are continuing our Circle Undone campaign with Tommy Muldoon. Yes, this is a deck that I actually built, not Lord Tryloth, as much as I love their decks. We're going with one that I built. If you have not watched the previous episodes of this, there is a playlist. You can go back and watch how Tommy did through the Witching Hour, as well as At Death's Doorstep. The ultimate goal of this deck that I built was to defeat Union and Disillusion in solo mode. So that is our goal. So far, we've earned 14 experience points, which is very good indeed. We've managed to pick up a few of the tools that we need in order to defeat Union and Disillusion. And we have a couple more to go. We need to earn, I think it is three or five more experience points before we hit Union and Disillusion. Circle Undone tends to be very generous with experience points at the beginning of the campaign, and then... The Secret Name, Wages of Sin, and For the Greater Good tend to be pretty miserly. So we do have 2 XP saved, so we don't need to gain that many XP in order to get our second copy of Red Gloved Man. So this is the deck that I'm calling Red Gloved Muldoon. It is a Tommy deck, of course. It has 2 copies of the old key ring in there to help us gather clues. It's got a cherished keepsake and a leather coat for soak. We've got a bandolier in there, so Tommy can play with his signature weapon, Becky, and also keep his hands free for old key rings and enchanted blades, which are also in there. We've got 2 copies of Beat Cop 2 in order to boost his combat skill. We've got 1 copy of Tetsuo Mori and 1 copy of the Red Gloved Man. That is a big expense, 5 XP for him, but he is amazing. We've got the Enchanted Blade, of course, as well as Charisma, so we can keep multiple allies in play. We've also, on the clue discovery angle, we've got Look What I Found. Of course, we've got Evidence from the Guardian card pool. We've got Scene of the Crime as well, so we can grab a lot of clues that way. We've got a Chance Encounter, so we can reuse the Red Gloved Man. So if he's in our discard pile, we can fetch him for a turn. We don't need to upgrade to a Chance Encounter 2, unlike some decks like the Patrice Hathaway deck I played a little while ago. A Chance Encounter 2 isn't necessary since the Red Glove Man doesn't stay in play regardless. So you're fine to stick with the level 0 version in here. We've got Lucky, of course. 1 copy prepared for the worst to find us weapons if necessary. A couple copies of Scrounge for supplies. Those are good for fetching us whatever level 0 card we need, including a Chance Encounter if necessary. And our skill package is pretty light. We only have 2 copies of Steadfast and 2 copies of Vicious Blow, and our signature weakness, Rookie Mistake, and Chronophobia is the weakness we pulled at the beginning of this campaign. Like I said, we've got 2 experience points left over. So we will want to try to earn some in the Secret Name. Unfortunately, the Secret Name is a really long scenario with very little payback. It's very hard to earn a ton of XP in this one. and it tends to be a longer game because there's a lot you've got to sort of do to get to the witch house. So I'm not entirely sure how Tommy is going to do in this one. I have not played this with Tommy in the past, so we could just go down in flames, or we might be able to make it to the end. You really need to be, I can't remember which agenda it is, three or four, but you really need to beat that one, or you need to advance quick enough to beat that one, or basically winning the game becomes pretty much impossible because the doom stacks up on Nahab and you just can't clear it fast enough. So that's the plan. I do have a plan of attack. Basically, once we get into the unknown places, we just try to burn through them as quickly as possible to find the witch house and then go from there and see if we can't finish it off. So this might be a longer game. We shall see. I've had this game end very this scenario end very quickly because it can get quite nasty with the mega rats. So we are ready. We are set up in Octagon. So we'll swap over here. So we've got Tommy with charisma in play. Tommy starts out at the Moldy Halls here. Moldy Halls is a Four Shroud location with one clue and the haunted ability. Good old haunted abilities lose three resources, so that is not ideal. And of course, we're on Agenda 1A, the Hermit 9, which has a doom threshold of 4, and investigating the witch house is our act, and we need three clues in order to advance. And we have to be at Walter Gilman's room to spend the number of clues, but we cannot go to Walter Gilman's room unless we spend one clue per investigator as a group. So we need a clue to go to Walter Gilman's room, and then we need three more clues on top of that. So we need a total of four clues in order to advance. So we can get one at the Moldy Halls. Spend that one to get into Walter Gilman's room. We can get another there, I believe, and then so we would need two more at these other locations. Now I'm hoping to avoid the rat room because without fail, it seems whenever I investigate at the rat room, I end up drawing an auto fail and spawning many, many rats, which has been the death of me many times in this scenario. So let's get this started by drawing our opening hand. Shuffle up our deck and see how we do. So we're going to need a weapon, obviously, to deal with the rats. We get scene of the crime, vicious blow, evidence, chance encounter, and steadfast. I think we keep the vicious, the scene of the crime here, because we can discover this clue at Moldy Halls quite easily. I'm going to mulligan the rest. We didn't really get a very good draw there. There's the red-gloved man. He'll certainly help. A lucky, a cherished keepsake, and a prepared for the worst. So we did get a card to help us search for a weapon, which we're going to need in order to fight the rats and Brown Jenkin. Okay, well, here we go. Let's take our opening turn and see if we can't beat this scenario. So we'll get our three actions. I think as our first action, we play the scene of the crime to grab this clue. So we can just totally avoid that haunted condition. Let's play prepared for the worst to search top nine for a weapon. And oh, look at that. We whiff. Oh, that's not good. That's pretty bad. So we whiffed on prepared for the worst. All righty then. So what are we gonna do? We can use the red-gloved man to take a bunch of actions to investigate. So if we were to find the rat room, theoretically, we could go to the rat room, spawn a rat, use the red-gloved man to investigate, and just have him soak a ton of damage for us. So that's a good option that we have. That man whiffing on prepared for the worst, that is pretty damaging. We've got one action remaining. Well, let's go left. We end up finding the rat room. Of course, I've seemed to always find the rat room. After you reveal the landlord's quarters, search the encounter deck and discard pile for a swarm of rats and spawn it in the moldy halls. Shuffle the encounter deck. So we are getting our first rats. Oh, and we were going to get a brown Jenkin too. Not good, not good. So we get our rats. Now, usually for this scenario, I put the damage on the enemies when they spawn because the damage on these they have more health than they normally do, and I always forget that. So I will typically add the damage to them. So each non-weakness enemy gets plus one health. So the rats have two health. So we spawn a rat, and then the rat, the haunted ability, of course, is spawn another rat if you fail the skill test here, which I have done so many times. So then the rat will move during the enemy phase, and we will take a damage. Not a whole lot we could do about that. We had a basically 1 in 3 chance of spawning a rat, so we can try to kill the rat next turn, though. We could drop the red-gloved man, investigate to grab the clue, and hit the rat twice. I mean, we can hit the rat twice anyway and then investigate, but I want 3v2 is not a good. During the upkeep, we pull luck, rookie mistake, our weakness. So discard each asset you control with damage or horror on it. If no assets are discarded by this effect, shuffle it back into our deck. So a rough start here for poor Tommy. We end up whiffing on the prepared for the worst during our turn. We ended up pulling a rat, and then we ended up pulling our weakness during the upkeep phase, so we don't get to draw a card. So not a great first turn. It is turn two, Mythos phase, 1 of 4 doom. Our encounter card is Pulled by the Stars. We put this into play in our threat area at the end of their turn. If you did not move at least once during your turn, take 2 horror. Test 3, if you succeed, discard Pulled by the Stars from play. If there is an exhausted witch enemy at your location, we can discard it. So that's annoying. Were we planning to move this phase? I don't think we were. But what we can do, we can play the red-gloved man. He can soak the horror for us this turn. So let's move on to investigation phase. That's what we're going to do. We're going to play the red-gloved man. He's fast, so we don't take an attack of opportunity from the swarm of rats. We will set our combat and our intellect to 6 apiece. We will investigate 6v2. Now he goes at the end of the Mythos phase, right? So 6v2, the rats will attack hurt the red-gloved man. 6v2, that's an elder thing. That's a -3. And if we fail, we would resolve a hunter keyword. But we did not fail, so we get this clue. Now we're going to attack the rats. So we're going 6v1. We get an elder sign. +2, and you may move up to 2 damage and/or horror from Tommy to an asset. Oh, nice. So we heal. We move another damage over to Red Gloved Man from Tommy. Rats take 1 hit. Last attack, we're going 6v1. We get a -3, so the rats are dead. It is the end of our turn. We did not move, so we take 2 horror, which the Red Glove Man gladly takes for us, and that is our turn. So we got a little bit of healing in there. We did a little bit of, we got the clue we needed, and we killed the rats. So a pretty good turn that turn. Enemy phase, we dealt with the Pulled by the Stars at the end of our turn. So we can go on to upkeep. There's Becky. Okay, thank goodness. We've got Becky. We'll need a bandolier now to in order to use that. But that's our turn. So pretty good turn two. It is turn three, 2 of 4 doom. We draw Realm of, oh my God. I hate Realm of Torment. So we put Realm of Torment into play in our threat area. When your turn begins, resolve each haunted ability on your location. The Bloody Rat Room, I tell you. So the Red Gloved Man is gone. He disappears at the end of the Mythos phase. So when our turn begins, we resolve each haunted ability. So we spawn a swarm of rats in the moldy halls. Bloody rats. So let's grab ourselves a rat. It goes here, and it has 2 health. So we have a rat there, and all right. Well, we have 3 actions. So I say we move. That satisfies Pulled by the Stars. Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. If we move to the Moldy Halls, we're going to lose 3 resources next turn. So I think what we do is we try to get rid of the Realm of Torment first. So we're going to test 3v3. Chaos Bag says Skull. That is a -1. So we'll play Lucky to get rid of the Realm of Torment. That's a good question. If we our hand is pretty bad right now. Maybe we draw a card. Vicious Blow, that's helpful. And move. We engage the rat during the enemy phase. The rat, we did Pulled by the Stars. So we'll take a damage from the rats, and that's going to be our turn. We get a Look What I Found, and we go to the Mythos phase. It is turn 4, 3 of 4 Doom. Our encounter card is going to be Evil's Past. So this will go into our threat area. I don't think that's a huge threat in this particular scenario, but we've got a rat to deal with. Vicious Blow the Rat. At least we got rid of Realm of Torment. That was going to cause all sorts of problems. Let us kill the rat with Vicious Blow if we can. So we're going to go 5v1. We get an Elder thing. That's a -3. We succeed. So the rats are dead again. We're going to play Becky for 2 resources. We're going to move to satisfy Pulled by the Stars. Let's go down. We are at Frank Elwood's room. You must either place one of your clues on Frank Elwood's room or place 1 doom on the current agenda. So if we get this clue, then we can spend a clue, then move into Walter Gilman's room, grab a clue there, and we're on our way. We need to get this clue, which is going to be tough. We do have a Look What I Found, but we've got to fail a skill test to do that, which would mean putting a doom on the agenda. All right, that's going to do it. I think we're getting Brown Jenkin here. We get a Beat Cop during the upkeep phase, which is good, but we only have 1 resource, which is bad. Oh, we should have gained... he wasn't defeated. He was just discarded. Yeah, that's too bad. If we could have managed to have defeated the Red Gloved Man, that would have been awesome. That's like 8 resources. If you can load them up. Okay, so we'll gain our 3 actions. We go to the next Mythos phase. It's turn 5. We are advancing. So if Brown Jenkin is in play, search the encounter deck and discard pile 4 a swarm of rats and spawn it at Brown Jenkin's location. If he's not in play, search the encounter deck and discard pile 4 him and spawn him at our location. Actually, that might help us, because if we kill Brown Jenkin instead... So we are on Act Agenda 2A, 6 Doom, non-weakness enemies get 2 health. So Brown Jenkin is up to 3. And after we defeat him, we can gain a clue. But we need to engage him first. So maybe what we do is... now would be the time to kill Brown Jenkin, but I don't want to take 2 horror. We only have 6 sanity, so taking 2 horror is bad. We could play the Cherished Keepsake in order to soak that 2 horror, and we'd gain 2 resources, which would help us play the Beat Cop. But if we don't, we're going to discard our hand if we're with Brown Jenkin. Maybe we take the horror this turn, we shoot down Brown Jenkin, take the 2 horror, and try to heal it later, because otherwise we're going to lose our hand. I don't want to lose the Beat Cop. I want the clue from Brown Jenkin so we can... That would give us 3 clues, so we'd go... We could move up to Walter Gilman's room, grab a clue there, and be done. I may regret this. I'm going to engage Brown Jenkin. I'm going to shoot Brown Jenkin with Becky. So we're gonna go, let's go, we wanna go, we're going five, four, we're going 6v3 for 2 damage. We get another elder thing, so that's a -3, so we succeed, so he takes 2 damage. Man, to have a beat cop right now would make this so much easier. We shoot him again. 6v3, Chaos Bag says -3. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That was close. So we defeat Brown Jenkin. I'm just going to put him up here because he'll be back. We do gain a clue, but we do take damage from Pulled by the Star. We do take 2 horror from Pulled by the Stars, which is not good since we did not move. And that's going to be our turn. We do get Bandolier, though. So that's really good. That helps us with the Becky issue. And then we can get old key rings out and stuff like that. So that's going to be that. So we go to the next turn. It is Mythos phase of turn 6. 1 Doom of 6. We draw Diabolic Voices. Oh, damn. This is the first one of these. 3 willpower, so we're going 3v3, or we're just going to end up discarding cards. For each point we fail by, we discard at random. I'm going to commit the Cherished Keepsake to go 4v3. Chaos Bag gives us a 0, so that's unfortunate. But that's a little unfortunate that we committed that and drew a 0, but... chances are we would have lost it if we hadn't. So let's we go to investigation phase. We'll move. We'll spend a clue to move into Walter Gilman's room. So we move. Foreshroud location. We can draw 3 cards or take 1 horror limit once per game. Or we can discard the top. Haunted is discard 2 cards of the encounter deck. That's actually not terrible. It's one of the less terrible haunted abilities. Maybe gain a resource so we can play Beat Cop. Yeah, I think we gain a resource. All right, another turn down. Nothing at the end of our turn since we moved. Upkeep, we draw Lucky. That gives us hope to defeat Pulled by the Stars. We go to turn 7, 2 of 6 Doom. Tommy is being lured by the stars hard. He has become an astrologer of repute. Now we have 2 copies. That's bloody fatal if we don't deal with that. Okay, well that's a new one. So first action, we will try to break one of the Pulled by the Stars. So 3-3. Not great odds. We get a skull. That's a -1. We'll try it one more time. No, we're going to lucky that one to pass. So we'll break that. We'll try it again. And if we can't succeed, we're going to have to move. +1. Oh, no. Oh, that's clutch. So we get we lucky the first Pulled by the Stars away, and then we deal with the second one. So both of those are gone. We have 1 action remaining. I say we draw a resource, we gain a resource. That was the investigation phase. Nothing during the enemy phase. We get a chance encounter. Okay, so we can bring back the red gloved man next turn. It's turn 8. 3 Doom of 6. We gain an extra dimensional visions. Test 2 willpower. If this test gets +1 difficulty for every 10 cards in the encounter discard pile. If you fail, discard an asset you control. There are only 6 cards in the discard pile. We could lose Becky here, but we're going 3v2. I need to keep the chance encounter. We get a skull, that's a -1, so we pass. Let's play a chance encounter for the red gloved man. That's our first action. Second action, so we will set 6v4 to investigate. We get a minus two, so we succeed. We gain this clue. We can advance. So each undefeated investigator in Walter Gilman's room spend requisite clues to advance. Swap Walter Gilman's room with the set-aside Kazaya's room, taking its place. Choose an investigator to take control of the set-aside black book. Okay, so we swap Walter Gilman's room with Kazaya's room. So we put Kazaya's room, remove each other location in play from the game. We have one action remaining. So we're going 7v3 to put the top card of the Unknown Places deck in play unrevealed. We get a zero. So we get... So we need five clues, and we need to find the witch house. So first location. It's in the bottom four locations. So we need to reveal a bunch of... We need to pull out a bunch of these locations as quickly as we can in order to find the witch house. All right. And that's our turn. Done with investigation. Done with enemy. Oh, we get a scrounge. Nice. Scrounge for the chance encounter back. There's a lot of good targets in there. Okay, so that's upkeep. Nothing else happens. Turn 9, 4 of 6 doom. Encounter card is going to be another Diabolic Voices. Now we're going 4v4, since there's one in the discard pile. Oh, we got to choose two skills, right, with Red Gloved Man. So, yeah, I would have chose Willpower, because it's the obvious, like, Intellect and Willpower would be the obvious choice there. So, we'll go 6v5, I should declare that, but or 6v4, but yeah, we get a minus one. So, we pass, the Red Gloved Man disappears. I forget he gives you two skills. It's our turn again. We need to do some more investigating here. Yeah, I think that's what we do. Let's play Scrounge to get a chance encounter back. We're going to play the Beat Cop. And so next turn, we can chance encounter, investigate, 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 or investigate, investigate to get two more locations out. We could just try to investigate with Look What I Found. We use two actions. We go commit Look What I Found. We go 4, 5, 6 versus 3. So we'll commit the Look What I Found to go 6 versus 3. We get a 0, so we get to pull another location. So it's the fourth location. That's when we want to start checking, because then that's when we have a chance of actually finding the witch house. All right, that's our turn again. Oh, we can actually move to that location, can't we? We may move to that location. I don't think we do, because we know it's not the witch house. We just stay here until we can find the witch house. That's what we need in order to upkeep. Oh, there's an enchanted blade. Nice. So now we need to get the bandolier down. All right, so turn 10, 5 of 6 doom, encounter card. Oh, Brown Jenkins coming back. Son of a... So if Brown Jenkins is not in play, search the encounter card and discard pile for him. Spawn him and take a damage. We take a damage because of Brown Jenkin. All right. So I think what we do this turn, we chance encounter for Red Gloved Man. We set Willpower and Intellect. We're going 6v3. So we have two actions left. 6v3 is the first one. That's a skull. That's a minus one. So we get another location. And we will do it one more time, 6v3, or actually 7v3, because of the black book. Minus 3, we succeed. Now, I'm going to move to this one, because this is location 4. So we move here. It is not the witch house. Test 3, intellect. If you succeed, move to any revealed location. Haunted, move to... Any location in the game. Okay, so that wasn't Keziah's. So Keziah is in the final three. So during the enemy phase, we draw Brown Jenkins moves, and we lose our hand, unfortunately. And we draw up. So we lose two cards, we get Rookie Mistake. Discard each asset you control with damage or horror on it. None of our assets have damage or horror on them, so that's good. We go to upkeep and we draw a Bandolier again. Okay, well, that's decent. It's turn 11, six of six doom. So if it is Act 1, spawn the set aside Keziah. If it's Act 2, spawn Nahab at Keziah's room. Shuffle Ghostly Presence. Eight doom. Each non-weakness enemy gets three health. So. Brown Jenkins up to four, and he's got plus two fight. Nahab, non-weakness enemy gets plus three health, so she's up to four health. Okay, so Nahab is at four health, and she gets plus X fight, where X is the number of the agenda, so she's a 4/4/3 right now. And if she's ready, we place a doom on her, so we need to go kill Nahab. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have moved out. Ah, oh, man, though, she's got retaliate too. Yeah, I might have misplayed that. I mean, we're five, but she's four, right? I guess we could play a beat cop move in. So we have to draw a Mythos card. Ghostly Presence. Did we shuffle that, or did we just put them on top? No, we did shuffle them. So Ghostly Presence, if Nahab is in play, ready or resolve her hunter keyword and she attacks each investigator at her location. So Nahab basically just beelines right for us. So this could be. Oh man, we're just not set up to deal with her. Actually, but the Red Gloved Man can take the damage and horror for us, so that's good. So the Red Gloved Man stands tall and takes the damage and two horror from her. And at the end of the Mythos phase, he disappears. Man, he's soaking for us. But how do we kill her? That's the question. So it's so bad that the Red Glove Man isn't defeated when you throw him away. He'd be so broken with Tommy. All right, well, we need to kill Nahab. We don't have much choice here. God, I hate this scenario because there's stuff spread out all over the place. Like the health boosts and whatnot are all over the map. There's some on Brown Jenkins. There's some on the agenda. So she's got four health, and then that doesn't matter. And then she gets plus fight where X is current agenda. Current agenda is three, so she's four. Okay, so we're going 5v4, and she's got retaliate. Shoot, and we're only hitting for one. I misplayed this so badly. I should have prepped for this rather than dig for that other location. I should have played my blade. Damn it. Well, let's commit the Bandolier. So we're gonna punch her. We're gonna go 6v4. Ah, that's a minus three. Son of a. So we get hit for a damage and two horror. Beat Cop can take one. I will take a horror. Shoot, yeah, we're dead here. I misplayed this so badly. Dumb, dumb, dumb. And we have to trigger the haunted. If you fail, resolve the hunter keyword on each enemy in play. So Brown Jenkins shows up, but he's aloof, so that's fine. There's no way we can kill Nahab now. We attack her again. We discard a beat cop. 6v4. We get a minus one, so we deal one damage to Nahab. Man, I feel stupid about that. Oh, I totally misplayed this second act. I needed to prep for the battle and I didn't, and now I'm going to pay the price, probably by defeat here. Now we're just going 5v4, which is not good. 5v4, is the chaos bag going to be nice? Zero. Holy cow. We hit her again. We will exhaust the beat cop and deal a damage to it in order to deal another damage to Nahab. And then we lose our hand. Two brown Jenkin, which doesn't matter. Nahab attacks us. We take a damage. And two horror. We're going to get some resources, but it's just not enough. If we kill Nahab, we get one experience point for her and Brown Jenkins. So that's pretty much all we can hope for at this point. Nahab attacks us. We get a Look What I Found. We go to the upkeep phase. 1 of 8 Doom. It's turn 12. 1 of 8 Doom. We draw an Evil's Past. It just gains Surge because we've already got one. We get Bedeviled. We cannot use, cannot trigger action abilities on cards we control. That would pretty much kill us anyway, since we couldn't use Becky. But what we will do, we make it through, which is all we can really ask for. We get 3 actions. We will use the free triggered ability on the Beat Cop to defeat it, to defeat Nahab. So Nahab is dead. We gain a clue for killing Nahab. Whoops, that's a damage, not a clue. So we gain a clue for killing Nahab. Then we can trigger Tommy's ability. So we gain X resources. So we gain 3 resources when the Beat Cop dies. This is not a victory point location. We're going to get 2 victory points at least. If we can get a third, that would be the best case. Man, this scenario is so much work for so little reward. It's just, it's not even funny. Do we just try to grab this clue? We're going 4 versus 3. And if we fail, we move to Kazaya's room. Yeah, why not? 4 versus 3. Chaos Bag says -1. We pass, so we gain this clue. Next action, we move to Kazaya's room. We might as well use this Look What I Found to investigate, because we're not going to be able to... We're not going to... The only way we can get away from Brown Jenkin is if we find a location here and move to it. So we will investigate... 4, 5, 6 versus 3. Chaos Bag gives us a -2. So we get another location and we can move to it. So we zip over here. It is not Kazaya's room. It is not the Witch House. So the Witch House is in the bottom 2 locations, which is worst case. So we can take an action to request aid from our past self. Each investigator at this location may return 1 card from his or her discard pile to his or her hand. Each investigator who does so remembers that he or she has meddled with the past. I think we might end up meddling with the past here because we want... We can get the red-gloved man back and... then investigate twice at Kazaya's room. We can find the Witch House. Enemy phase, Brown Jenkin moves to Kazaya's room. Upkeep, we get an evidence, which I guess is fine if we can defeat Brown Jenkin, but we don't have any way of defeating him right now, especially with a Bedeviled in our threat area. Okay, so we have an evidence in our hand. It's turn 13, 2 of 8 Doom. We really need to try to beat this agenda. It's going to be tough. Oh, Brown Jenkins shows up again. No, we get a swarm of rats if Brown Jenkins is not in play. Otherwise, search encounter deck and discard pile for a swarm of rats. Spawn it, engage with you, and take a damage. Do that. The rats come to us. Of course, these are mega rats now. We take a damage. The mega rats. Oh, we could have put resources on Becky. Yeah, we would have done that. That's my mistake. I don't have any cards to play, so we would put, let's put three resources on Becky, because we would have, when we lost the beat cop, we needed resources on Becky. We don't need the resources because we don't have anything to play as long as Brown Jenkins is in play. So that would make sense. So we can actually kill the rats, hopefully. So we get three actions. Oh, it doesn't matter because we've got freaking bedeviled in our hand, in our threat area. That sucks. Bedeviled will be the death of me here. So these things have three health, so they're up to four bloody health, and they get plus three fight due to plus two fight. So they're threes. So we're going to go 4v3. Is that correct? 4v3 for a damage. We get a minus 3. So we fail and we resolve the hunter keyword on Brown Jenkins, which doesn't really matter. So we can't kill the rat. We weren't going to kill the rats this turn anyway. 4v3, we get a minus 1. 4v3, we get a plus 1. We take in damage from the rats. We lose the evidence to Brown Jenkins. We get an evidence. Upkeep, we get an old key ring. Turn 14, 3 of 8 doom. We get a strange geometry. Put strange geometry in play and move to it. After the investigation phase ends, discard strange geometry and move each investigator and enemy here to the location with the most clues. Each investigator who moved by this effect takes one damage and one horror. If it has no clues on it, move to any revealed location. So if we can actually kill the rats, we can discover the clue and move away from here. Well, we're going to go 4v3. Chaos Bag says, Skull, that's a minus 3. 4v3, that's a minus 2. No, we're not going to kill the rats. And we're going to take a damage. We're dead. Shoot. God, I hate this scenario. Such a pain in the butt for so little. So the rats, we failed on all three actions. So the rats end up killing us. Actually, we take a mental trauma, I think. Because we take a damage during the, from the, when does this trigger? At the end of the, after, yeah, we take a horror and we die. So we take a mental trauma. That's a frustrating one. Yeah, the problem with this scenario is that it's a lot of work for very little reward. We did manage to scoop two VPs out of it, which is, I mean, we'll take it. That gets us to three. We have actually four VPs. We should be able to pick up another two VPs, another VP in either Wages of Sin or For the Greater Good. So we'll get our second copy of Red Gloved Man, which would be good. Yeah, we just didn't have the... I made a mistake here, I think, as well. I could have... Had I requested the Red Gloved Man from my past, I could have pulled him in, I would have taken an attack of opportunity, I don't know. I mean, I hit the rats twice. I probably would have hit the rats twice anyway. I wouldn't have taken so much damage. It's the horror that killed me. So I don't think it would have made a difference in the end. How many more locations did I have to go through to find the witch house? Yeah, it was the next one. So we would have been, and then we would have needed 3 clues. If we got this one, we would have needed 2 clues. Killing Brown Jenkin would have given us 1 clue. So even if you get that far, you know, it's just, you just don't get very much for this scenario. It really doesn't reward you for the amount of work you put into it. So I did what I could. I got 2 VP. Unfortunately, I badly misplayed Act 2 or Agenda 3. I really should have just prepared for the fight with Keziah, and I didn't do that. I got greedy at the at Keziah's room, and I should have prepared for the battle. Instead, I went for a location. I had the Enchanted Blade in my hand, and I lost it to Brown Jenkin because I didn't play it. That was a big mistake. Don't do that. If you play this scenario, make sure you're ready for Agenda 3A, so when Keziah shows up, you have a way of killing her or evading her. I did not, and I paid the price. I did manage to kill her, fortunately, to get the VP, so that was good. Yeah, I think had I played that differently, I think this, I don't take the horror from her. I'm in a better position in order to make a final run for it. But of course, you know, you've got things like Ghostly Presence in the deck that can actually bring her back, and then you've got to fight her again, and you need a bit of luck. And of course, ending up with Bedeviled when I did, that just made it difficult to, I mean, I can't use Becky, right? So, but not wholly unexpected. So this is going to do it for my playthrough of The Secret Name. Anyway, this has been your game of the day. I hope that you enjoyed this playthrough. I hope that you learned from some of my mistakes, so when you play The Secret Name yourself, you're a little bit better prepared to tackle this one. Challenging scenario. We will be back and continue with the campaign on our road to try to beat Union and Disillusion in solo with The Wages of Sin. That one's up next. Not a big fan of that scenario either. Unfortunately, the Circle Undone campaign is full of these nasty scenarios in solo, so we will do our best. Just a reminder to fill out the survey. Let me know which investigators and scenarios you would like to see me play. If you'd like to listen to these games rather than watch them, you can check out my blog, thewhisperindarkness.blogspot.com. You can direct download the audio files there, or you can listen to the audio files on the RSS feed. The files are also on iTunes and Google Podcast. Until next time, I hope that you have a fantastic day, and stay safe out there. That's going to do it for this episode. If you enjoyed what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If you need to contact me, I can be reached at manfromlang@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter at manfromlang. Until the stars are right, keep your shotgun close and your other sign closer. Take care out there, and happy investigating.